Good morning and Happy New Year.
弟兄姊妹, 早安, 新年好。
I want to wish all of you a prosperous and fruitful 2006 in the Lord.
我也祝大家在主里里面有这样的一个 丰盛, 一个成功的一年。
That we can mature in our faith so that our Lord may be glorified.
让我们继续的 让我们的信心在它里面能够长大成熟来荣耀它。
Today we are returning to the sermon series in 1 Timothy.
今天我们来再次的回到我的在提摩太前书的讲道的系列。
We've been looking at chapter 4 verses 1 to 5.
我们来看第四章的1到5节。
We'll start from the reading of it. I'll ask Eric to read it. And before we do, let's pray together.
我们先来读经文。 圣灵明说，在后来的时候，必有人离弃真道，听从那引诱人的邪灵和魔鬼的道理。这是因为说谎之人的假冒，这等人的良心如同被热铁烙惯了一般。他们禁止嫁娶又禁戒食物，就是神所造，叫那信而明白真道的人感谢着领受的。凡神所造的物都是好的。 若感谢着领受，就没有一样可弃的。都因神的道和人的祈求成为圣洁了。Let's
pray together.
让我们一起来祷告。Father,
as we come before your precious word,
神，当我们来到神你自己宝贵的话语面前的时候，
we ask that your Holy Spirit will come to open up our hearts to receive your truth.
让我们 我们祈求神你自己的圣灵来开我们的心，能够领受神你自己的真理。Give
us clarity.
赐给我们 这样的明白的心。
And also give us a submissive heart so that we may receive it with joy.
和一个顺服的心 让我们在神里面以喜乐的心来领受。
Most importantly, lead us to see and experience our Lord Jesus Christ.
更重要的，让我们自己得见， 也能够经历我们的主耶稣基督。
In his glorious name we pray.
我们奉他荣耀的名祷告。
Amen. Amen. So by God's providence, we have come to a sharp transition from the previous section of this book, of this letter.
按照神自己的神奇的预备，我们正好在今天也开始提摩太前书一个跟前面有显著不同的一个部分。
As you know, the English word of the month, January, is a name after a Roman god named Janus, J-A-N-U-S.
大家知道，其实我们的这个英文的这个一月份，January，这个是以一个罗马的一个过去的神，这个叫雅努斯的神命名的。He's
pictured as a man with two faces.
这个神呢，是有两张脸。
One looking backward and the other one looking forward.
一张向后看, 一张向前看。
The idea is that we are to ponder what came before us as we are about to embrace what's ahead.
那所以这个意思是说在我们新年开始的时候，我们可以回顾我们所经历的，那么也能够向前仰望我们前面的道路。
And of course, the first Sunday of January is quite an appropriate time for us to do this.
那当然，我们在新一年开始的这样的第一个主日，我们也很正好是一个合适的时间来开始我们这样的一个新的新一段的经文。
If you remember, Paul ends the previous section at the end of chapter 3 with the reminder that the church of God, the household of God, is a pillar and buttress of the truth.
所以我们大家还记得我们在《提摩太前书》第三章，我们结束的时候，保罗提醒我们，他说：“神的教会乃是这个神的家，是真理的柱石与根基。”And
those who are in it are to confess the mystery of godliness, which is the person and the work of Jesus Christ, the gospel.
那在我们在这样神的家中，那我们也应该作为神的子民，能够来宣告神给我们赐下的。
But then, turning to chapter 4, the very next thing Paul does is that he launches a direct attack against those in the church who subvert and even pervert the truth of the gospel.
所以在这样的一个第四章开始的这个段落，保罗开始用 开始正面的来攻击那些要来诋毁神的真道来颠覆神的真理的这样的一些假教师。
Paul is bringing up back up the problem of false teaching which he started in chapter 1.
所以保罗在这里呢也再次的回到他在第一章当中所开始的对这些所谓的假教师的这样的攻击。
And as you can see, he is aiming at things that are quite negative that are happening in the church.
当然他所针对的是在教会当中发生的很多不好的很多负面的事情。
But as today is the first Sunday of the new year, I want to focus on the positive lesson in this passage.
当然所以在我们新的一年开始的时候呢我也想更多的不是关注在这些负面的这个意思而是关注在一个更正面的更积极的这样的一个角度来看。
And it is the goodness of the triune God.
所以我们特别来看的是我们的三一上帝的他的美善。
And we will start with the goodness of the Spirit's warning in this passage.
第一点我们来看其实在圣灵的这样的警告当中也有神自己的美善神的益处。
And clearly, in verse 1, Paul mentions that the Spirit expressively says that in later times, some will depart from the faith.
在第一节我们看到保罗特别的明说在圣灵提到的圣灵明说在后来的时候呢必有人要离弃真道。
Now, the phrase, the Spirit says, is similar to the Old Testament phrase, the formula, thus says the Lord.
这个圣灵明说就让我们也想到在旧约的时候先知所常说的这是耶和华说的
This divine warning is absolutely clear and explicit that some in the church will commit apostasy, turning away, abandoning the true Christian faith.
所以在这里这个圣灵明明白白地告诉我们在教会当中呢的确会有人来离弃真道来宣讲那些异教的道理。
And it happens in later times.
这个是经文所说的是在后来的时候。
This is the period of time that started with the first coming of Christ and ends with the second coming.
所以这个圣经里提到的后来的时候，是指在耶稣基督的第一次道成肉身之后和他再来之前的这段时间。
It is similar to the phrase you hear is the last days.
这也就像跟圣经里其他地方所提到的所谓的末后的日子是一样的意思。
But it has a special emphasis.
但是它这里有一个特别的强调。
Because it pushes beyond the time when the Apostle Paul lived, and that obviously includes today. It comes to us even today.
所以这个时候呢不仅是在保罗所生活的时候，更是在保罗后来的时候，就是尤其是包括我们今天也是这样的经文是跟我们讲的。
In other words, this warning is as relevant for Paul's first-hand audience as it is for us.
所以这样的信息呢，不仅是针对了保罗当时他的听众，更是针对了我们。
In other words, it is apostasy is happening in full swing now.
换句话说，即使是在我们今天，我们也看到很多的虚假的假教师的道理，也仍然是在如火如荼的有发现发生。
Now let's talk about how these apostasies happen.
那我们来看一下这些所谓的这种异教的道理是如何产生的。
The source and origin of all false teachings is demonic, the diabolical, and supernatural.
所以我们知道所有的这些虚假的道理的这种异教的道理的根源都是属于鬼魔的是在属于那空中的恶魔的这种来源。
This is what Paul says here in verse 1.
这也是保罗在第一节所提到的。
It is like the serpent in the garden, who's Satan in Genesis chapter 3 at the fall.
这就好像创世纪第三章当中的看到的那这样蛇给这样的在伊甸园当中所带来的这种引诱。
Serpent came to Eve and twisted the truth and deceived her.
所以当时这个古蛇来到夏娃的他的面前来曲解了神的话来欺骗他。
It's the serpent said to her in Genesis 3:3, Did God actually say you shall not eat of any tree in the garden?
所以在创世纪第三章第三节那个蛇说神真的有说你不可以吃那个树上的果子吗？
Serpent, the devil himself is very, very subtle in his lies.
所以那个蛇就是撒旦魔鬼，在他的这样的谎言当中，这个谎言常常是很微妙的。
And he is behind all deceitful spirits.
而且他是在一切的说谎的灵背后的真正的来源。
And the means and agents by which deceitful spirits and demons used to spread false teachings are false teachers.
那这些被撒旦、被邪灵所使用的工具呢，就是这些假教师。
Paul describes them here as insincere, hypocritical liars whose consciences are seared. Verse 2.
所以在第二节的时候，保罗来是如此的来描述这些假教师。他说他们是假冒的我们的良心如同被热铁烙惯了一般。
Now we are not talking about someone who doesn't know the truth here, but someone who does clearly knows the truth.
我们这里说的这假教师，并不是说没有听过神的道理的，他们其实是明白神的道理的。
He or she would pretend to tell the truth.
他们有这样的假装的来传讲好像是在传讲神的真理。
This reminds me of a story of a boy who was lost during Christmas shopping rush.
那这也让我想到一个故事，它里面有一个男孩子在这个圣诞节的这种购物的人流当中呢走失了。
He was in an aisle of a very busy department store.
在一个百货店的一个这个柜会这个叫货柜的这个当中他走失了。
And so he was crying, and saying, "I want my mommy," repeatedly.
所以他在那个商店里在哭叫，他说我要我的妈妈。
Some people who passed by, touched by this, were giving him some candy and even some loose change and money, just trying to calm him down to cheer him up.
所以有些路过的人呢，比较怜悯这个孩子他就给这孩子一些硬币或者是糖果让这个孩子能够安静下来。
Meanwhile, the floor clerk of the department store tried to locate his parent.
所以同时呢，那个工作人员也在帮助他寻找他的父母。
When the floor clerk came back and said to the boy, "Hey, I know where your mom is, son."
当然那个有一个售货员过来，他说，我知道你妈妈在哪里。
The boy looked up and with tear drenched in his eyes and then said, "Well, so do I. Just keep quiet."
那个男孩子呢，对这个后客社会，他说我其实我知道我妈妈在哪里，但是你不要声张。
This is a deliberate falsehood, pretense with the intent to deceive and lie.
所以那个孩子其实是在故意的来假装来说谎。
This is what false teachers do.
那假教师也是如此。
And the reason they can and able to do this is because their consciences are seared.
他们之所以能够这样的做的原因是说他们的良心已经是好像被那个烙铁烙过一样
This is about imagine living tissues, feeling tissues of your skin being seared, branded by hard iron, and you no longer have any feelings of anything. That your skin are deadened and destroyed.
所以当一个烙铁烙在你的皮肤上的时候那个就把那个一个活的细胞都已经杀死了你不再有任何那个地方不再有任何的感觉。
And this happens because of the repeated and repeated offense and lies.
所以当我们你的谎言被一再的重复一遍又一遍的时候那最后你的这个心也就硬了。
You can become unfeeling, insensitive, immune to warnings because of these kind of repeated offenses.
所以这个时候你对这个神的警告已经是没有感觉，也不敏感。
And therefore, they're able to speak lies with no feeling, guilt, or remorse.
所以他们在这样说谎的时候呢，心里也没有任何的这种罪恶感，没有任何的歉疚。
And the two particular things they teach in this case, in this Paul mentions, are forbiddance of marriage and abstinence from certain food.
所以这些假教师的教训里面呢，有保罗提到的有两点，一个是禁止嫁娶。另一个是禁戒食物。
We'll look at the details of both in the following points.
我们一起要更详细的来看这两点。
This is what's called asceticism.
这个其实是就是我们现在所说的这种禁欲主义。
It advocates that true and authentic spirituality or piety or godliness is a denial of the good and pleasurable things in this life.
所以这种禁欲主义的他们主张的是要通过这种他说真正的属灵和真正的敬虔是通过来禁戒这些呢这个生命当中这个今生当中的好的很多好的东西。
It has probably been influenced by two things.
那么可能是受了两种因素的影响。
The first influence is from the Greek thought that all physical matters means evil.
那另外当时其实一种就是当时的很多的从古希腊开始他们有一种这种想法就是任何的肉体的任物质的东西都是邪恶的。
Only spirit, that is ideas or things that are immaterial, is good.
所以这种流派主张只有那些这是非物质的属灵的东西才是好的。
That's the Greek thought, that's the first influence.
所以这是这种古希腊的一种学说。
The second influence may be from the teaching of the extreme Jewish sect called the Essene.
另外一种呢，也可能是这种影响呢，是来自当时的这个犹太人当中的一个很极端的一个派别。
They saw that pleasure is evil, which leads to the negation of certain foods in marriage.
所以他们是认为所有的肉体的这种欢乐这种都是好都是恶的所以他们你要禁戒这些。
And they believe that such negation is a virtue, actually.
所以他们觉得这种禁欲呢是一种美德。
In the bottom line is that we are talking about work-based salvation creeping into the church by false teachers, and they are taking people away from the faith.
那所以归根结底，这些假教师所教导的是通过你自己的这种努力和行为来赚取你的救恩那是真正的是要把人这种带离开这种真正的圣经所说的信心。
All that the Spirit has spoken and warned in Scripture has come true.
所以我们在这里看到，那圣经当中的很多的这种圣灵的这种警告已经是这个被应验了。
Apostasy is happening and is continued to be happening even today.
异教的道理从在当时在有发生，那么也一直。都发生，直到今天。
The point here is this: that we believers today should not be surprised by any of this.
所以重点是说，我们作为今天的信徒，我们其实看到这样的状况，不应该感到奇怪。
And more importantly, we are to be assured by the words and warnings of the Holy Spirit that not only apostasy, false teachings are not unforeseen by God.
所以我们这里要顺服这样圣灵的这种警告，要看到这些其实是神所预见的。
But also that God is in control of all that's happening in Christ's church.
那即使是在这样的虚假的教训面前呢，神仍然在他的教会当中掌权。
This is the goodness of the Spirit's warning here.
所以这是圣灵在警告当中也给看到神的好意，神的美意。
God is sovereignly calling each and every one of us to be aware of this, to be alert of these kind of apostasy and false teachings that are happening in the church.
所以神在他的主权当中要来警告我们这些在教会当中的信徒，要在这些假教师的面前，我们需要明白，需要警醒。
This goodness that we have just explored here, just studied here, is a call for us to get involved, to pay attention, to fight against evil and false teachings.
神的美意也是要让我们在这样的假教训面前，我们也自己也要参与，我们要一起来在这样为这样的异教的道理这种虚假的教训来征战。
As we fight, remember that God is in control of His church.
在我们这样的征战当中我们要知道神是掌管他的教会的。
And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
阴间的权柄不能胜过神的教会。
This is the goodness of the Spirit's word.
这是圣灵警告当中的神的美意。
Second, the goodness of God's creation.
那第二点我们看到神创造的美善。
In verses 4 to 5, Paul provides the reason against asceticism.
所以在第四到第五节保罗让我们看到为什么这样的禁欲主义是错的。
He says, because for everything created by God is good, in verse 4.
第四节说，凡上帝所造的物都是好的。
And that would include marriage and all foods.
其中包括婚姻，也包括各样的食物。
And therefore, believers, especially believers, ought to engage in marriage and receive all foods with thanksgiving through God's word and prayer. Verse 5.
所以我们作为基督徒，我们应该来嫁娶，我们应该来怀着感恩的心来领受神给我们所赐的各样的饮食。
And doing so would make even the act of marriage and eating sacred, that is belong to God.
那在这样的一个在你这样做的时候呢，要知道这一切都是在神来看都是好的。
Let me explain further and flesh it out for you.
让我们一起，我们再详细的来解说。
Marriage and food are both good gifts from God according to Genesis 1 and 2.
所以在创世纪的第一章和第二章，我们看到神不管是婚姻还是食物都是好的，都是神所赐的。
If you remember in Genesis chapter 1, so many times we see the phrase God saw that it was good at creation after he created.
所以在创世纪的第一章，我们看到这个经文多次的提到，在神创造了之后，神说在神看为好，在神是看为好的。
But then if you remember, when the man Adam was created alone before Eve was created, God said, it is not good that man should be alone and I will make him a helper fit for him.
那唯独在神造了亚当之后，神说，这个人独居不好。
And then that is in Genesis chapter 2, verse 18.
这是创世纪二章十八节。
This is marriage instituted by God of one man and one woman at creation.
这是神所设立的这种婚姻的制度一男一女这样的成为一体，这是神在创造的时候就已经设立的。
But then when all of the acts of creation is finished, God said it was very good.
所以在当一切的包括婚姻在内的这个一切的创造都完成的时候，神看着一切的时候，神看着一切都觉得甚好。
If God says it is good, who could dare say that it isn't good or good enough?
那如果神看为是好的，那么有谁能够说不好或者是不够好？
Or that it is inferior to other things?
或者说有谁能够说这样的创造比某些东西要差呢？
Or to withhold God's creation goodness to people from people.
或者是我们把这样的好处从人身上剥夺呢？
Now concerning food in Genesis 9:3, that's the flood narrative of Noah.
那么针对食物呢，我们也可以来看创世纪在第九章就在这个挪亚的洪水之后。
God explicitly sanctioned the eating of animal flesh beyond all fruits and vegetables.
神特别的允许挪亚的这种他们家来吃这些一切的活物跟一切的跟菜蔬一样。
So with the right manner and attitude, there shouldn't be any arbitrary restriction of God's good, creation goodness.
所以我们如果有这样的正确的态度和感恩的心，我们没有必要去禁忌这任何的这样的事。
We should never be thinking that I want to be more spiritual and therefore I'm going to do these kind of things to withhold food or to withhold marriage from people.
所以我们千万不能就是为了说我们自己要更属灵，我们就或者是不去嫁娶或不去结婚或者不吃这个这样那样的食物。
Certainly, there are times for self-denial and self-discipline in the Christian life.
当然，有的时候我们是需要我们有这样的属灵上的操练，或者我们对这样这我们的所谓的克己。
Scripture teaches that some may choose to remain unmarried only for serving the Lord, for the purpose of serving the Lord.
所以圣经里也说有些时候你可以暂时的不结婚唯独是为了这样侍奉神的缘故。
But even if that's the case, it is only if that person has the gift of celibacy, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 7.
那即使是这样的时候，那圣经里说，只有你有这种独身的恩赐的时候你才可以去这样做就是在哥林多前书第七章。
And most people don't.
但是多数人都没有这样的恩赐。
And regarding abstinence from certain food, all we have from the New Testament is that we are called to and expected to fast sometime.
那关于禁戒食物，圣经的新约的经文唯独告诉我们的是，有的时候当我们需要这样的祷告的时候
to fast.
需要在祷告的时候我们来禁食。
There is no specific restriction of times and duration or of any restriction of particular foods when it comes to fasting.
那在禁食的时候呢, 我们圣经里没有给我们任何的教训说, 你可以再吃这个或者不吃那个, 或者什么时候, 什么地点来这样的禁食。
Now, to eat healthily with a choice diet certainly is not only good for the body,
当然你去, 吃这种有健康的, 有营养的食物, 当然对你的身体是有益处的。
But it also honors the fact that believer's body is a temple where the Holy Spirit dwells, according to 1 Corinthians 6.
而且你这样做的时候呢, 也是来遵从圣经的教训, 因为圣经告诉我们, 说我们的身体就是圣灵的殿。
But to be legalistic, by forcing yourself or others to follow certain specific rules in order to be more spiritual, to be ascetic, that is absolutely unbiblical.
所以在禁欲, 或者禁戒, 这种或者那种的食, 那种食物的时候, 这种特别的规条, 其实是一种律法主义的规条, 不是圣经所教训的。
You see, the subtle lie that the devil tells in this case is this.
所以在这里, 这个魔鬼所来说的这种所微妙的谎言里面, 是有这样的意思。
In a world where people insist on being denied nothing,
在一个世界当中,我们大家都想做什么,想吃什么就吃什么,这样的一个为所欲为的时代。
What's so bad for Christians to exercise more self-denial with more self-discipline? You see that subtlety?
所以那我们在这样的一个追求享乐的世界当中,我们如果基督徒来攻克己身,不是很好吗?
Good things twisted, like self-discipline and self-denial being twisted into asceticism, can become poisonous and deadly in Christian life.
但是这种假装成这种自我属灵的操练的这种禁欲的主义呢,可能对我们的属灵生命来讲是非常有害的。
You might have heard about this, about the famous composer Beethoven.
大家都知道我们那个著名的作曲家贝多芬。
There was one scientist in the recent years has discovered and suggested a theory of his death.
那有一位历史学家可能他发展出一种理论来解释这个贝多芬当时是如何去世的。
He studied as strands of his hair.
他来研究这个贝多芬的一根头发。
And he found a very unusual, abnormal amount, 100 times more amount of lead in his hair.
那他在这个头发里面发现呢,有很多这个铅的成分,是可远远的超过这个正常的指标。
So his theory is this, that because Beethoven used to go to this mineral spa for relaxation all the time.
所以他的理论是说,当时这个贝多芬呢,常常到一个矿泉里面去休息。
And he was exposed to lead because from that spa, from the spring.
接触了很多这个铅的含量。
That's the reason he died young, age 56.
所以是为什么他在56岁的时候就去世了。
The point is this, that the very thing Beethoven thought was beneficial to him was actually slowly poisoning him to death.
所以我的意思是说,我们看到这个贝多芬可能觉得对他身体好的这样的一个做法呢,其实是在慢慢的让他中毒。
As people engage in ascetic practices, they think they are becoming more spiritual.
所以当我们人去做这种所谓禁欲主义的这种操练的时候,我们可能自己会觉得我们很敬虔。
But in reality, they are just gradually being poisoned to eternal death.
但事实呢,我们其实也在慢慢地被这种虚假的道理所迷惑,所毒害。
Asceticism can be attractive because you can use your outward appearance to hide your inner wickedness.
那所以这种禁欲主义的吸引力呢,在于我们这些这样,你这样做的时候给我们一个表面的敬虔,可以来掩盖我们内心的软弱。
And your outward ascetic works can also create a false sense that you can contribute and earn your own righteousness, worthiness before God.
你这样外表的这种禁欲的做法呢，也让我们给我们一个好像一个假象，好像我们能够 如此做的时候呢，能够赚取神的救恩，赚取神的这种肯定。
Asceticism can even steer you to think that not all of God's creation, along with all the enjoyment of it, is good enough.
这种禁欲主义让你会思想啊，那神所创造的、神所赐给我们的一切的美善可能不够好。
But to think such a way is blasphemous to God's goodness.
但当你这样想的时候呢，其实是对神的这种美好的创造的亵渎。
True spirituality does not come from asceticism or any external works.
真正的敬虔，真正的属灵，不是来自禁欲主义的做法，不是来自任何人的行为。
It comes from having the right relationship with the giver of all goodness in life, God Himself.
而是来自我们跟神有一个正确的关系，这样的神是一个赐下一切美善恩赐的上帝。
And that is seen from believers having the right attitude and acknowledgement of all goodness in life.
让我们 这样的我们去有跟神正确的关系的时候，也让我们能够在我们在领受我们生命中一切美善的食物的时候呢，有一个正确的态度。
If we do have a right relationship with God, we would know how to act, how to acknowledge His goodness.
所以在我们跟神有正确的好的关系的时候，我们就可以来承认神给我们所赐的一切的美善。
We would know that we must give thanks to God for all things, especially through prayers.
就可以把一切的感恩都归给上帝，尤其是在我们的祷告中来赞美神。
We are supposed to set all things in the right perspective, and we receive them with the right perspective that they are of God and from God.
所以在我们以这样一个正确的态度去看的时候，我们就知道一切的美善都来自上帝，也归于上帝。
This is why we pray before we eat, right?
这就是为什么我们在吃饭的时候也要祷告。
We set apart what we do as from the Lord.
所以我们这样祷告的时候呢，我们可以分别为圣来知道这样来向主献上感恩。
And because of that, we come to enjoy them in the right manner.
也因此，我们可以有正确的态度来享受神给我们所赐的美食。
And I urge you, don't just pray before you eat, because you should pray before you do everything, anything in life.
所以我也这个恳请大家，我们不只是吃饭的时候才祷告，我们在做任何事之前，我们都需要祷告。
This is our approach and attitude towards God's creation goodness.
这是我们对神所创造的一切美善的应有的态度。
And yet, there's still more for us to give thanks for in this passage. And turning to my last point here is that the goodness of Christ's salvation.
但另外除此之上，我们还有需要我们来感恩的，就是我们所要看的我们今天的第三点，就是基督的救恩的美善。
Now, although this is not something that is explicitly mentioned in these verses,
当然这个是不是在这五节经文当中所这个明确提到的。
I believe the idea is implicitly embedded in God's word.
但是这个是这些经文当中所内涵的意思。
Marriage for all men and women, not only, I'm not talking about just Christian marriage here.
那当然我们在人这个男女之间的婚姻我也是我说也不只是说是基督徒之间的婚姻。
Marriage is designed by God to naturally reflect the mystery of the union between Christ and his church, according to Ephesians 5.
所以在以弗所书的这个第五章告诉我们，那婚姻呢设立其实要来是要来来预表来让我们看到这样的我们的我们跟基督之间的这样的关系。
And we see and experience this through the intimate relationship between the husband and wife in marriage.
在婚姻当中夫妻的这种之间的亲密的关系，让我们可以看到神与他的教会的关系。
I remember the day when my sister got married. She was the first one in my family got married.It was really weird because I was so close to her all my life, and all of a sudden, on that one day, she became the closest person to her is her husband.
所以在我还记得当我的我的大姐是我们家第一个结婚的哈，所以我当时我觉得非常的这个震惊我因为她是我从小长大非常我们的关系非常的亲密的，但是在那个结婚的一个时刻开始那她最亲密的人是她的先生，不是我。
Now, besides fulfilling the command of being fruitful and multiply, marriage is also meant by God to illustrate the gospel to sinners.
所以婚姻不只 是神给我们这样的一个祝福，让我们在它里面能够 生养众多，遍满全地，更是在这样的婚姻当中让我们看到，基督的，我们跟基督的关系。
It is meant to be a natural object lesson to direct unbelievers to Christ.
这是其实神所设立的一个自然的，当中的一个，这样的一个制度，让，可以引诱我们归向基督。
And for believers, in Christian marriageBoth husband and wife together are to live out the gospel.
所以在基督徒而言，对我们结婚之后，不管我们夫妻应该是同心的一起来见证神的福音。
The husband, is supposed to love the wife sacrificially.
所以神要，这个先生要在这样的婚姻当中给以舍己的爱来爱妻子。
The wife is to love her husband through submission and devotion.
那妻子也通过她的这样的，顺服，来侍奉他的先生。
And when they fail, and they always will fail at times.
当然我们常常有失败的时候。
But they are to find forgiveness in Christ through the gospel.
他们也可以在福音当中来，可以在能够有彼此的原谅。
And the reason is because Christ, as the bridegroom, has given himself sacrificially for his church.
那原因我们也知道，对于，基督乃是新郎哈，他，这个教会是他的心腹，那耶稣，基督呢，他为，这样的教会而舍己。
With such goodness about marriage, which reflects the mystery of the gospel, why should anyone forbid marriage?
所以如果，婚姻是如此的让我们可以来看到在这个福音的敬虔的奥秘，那么怎么可以来禁止禁戒嫁娶呢？
And regarding the abstinence from certain food,
那至于这个禁戒各样的食物，
Yes, there are some food and dietary laws in the Old Testament for Israel.
我们看到在圣经当中有对，以色列人，他们神有给他们一些这个，饮食上的各样的禁忌。
There were certain unclean foods that God's people are forbidden to eat back then.
所以那个时候呢，有很多有些食物，神，对，在神看来是不洁净的，是禁止他们所吃的。
And the reason is that they themselves and others pagans would know that Israel have been set apart by God to live for God.
他们原因是要让以色列在这样的外邦民族面前哈，能够知道啊，能来这样的一个见证，他们是神的选民，他们是属神的。
But once Christ has come, his once-for-all sacrifice on the cross has fulfilled all the ceremonial requirements of the Old Testament law, dietary law.
但是基督来了之后，基督的，基督所做的，他已经可以一次性的来完成了，圣经当中的，一切的，礼仪律。
Christ came to declare all foods clean. Mark chapter 7 mentions that.
所以基督来的时候，基督说，耶稣说，一切都是洁净的，马可福音第七章。
But the problem is, as Jesus points out, is not the food that we eat.
所以，但是也像耶稣就指出一样，这个真正的问题不是说我们吃什么。
But it is our hearts, sinners' heart.
乃是我们的心，罪人的心。
That's the source of our sin.
我们的心乃是那，这样的罪恶的源头。
What we need is a clean heart that only Christ can provide.
我们所需要的乃是一颗清洁的心，而只有基督能够赐给我们这样清洁的心。
So to reinstate any food law restriction in Christian life is to categorically to completely reject the goodness of Christ's salvation.
所以你在开始，就重新的来禁戒各样的食物的时候，其实是，已经否定了耶稣，基督为我们所成就的救恩。
To dwell in any form or shape of asceticism in Christian life is to live in the negative, not the positive.
所以你在，我们，基督里各样形式的这种各样形式的禁欲主义，其实，都是一个，对这个，基督救恩的这样的否定。
To inject any elements of works for righteousness is blasphemous to what Christ has come to accomplish for His church, the bride.
其实不仅是对基督的救恩的美善的否定，更是对这样的基督的救恩的亵渎。
The goodness of Christ's salvation is that it is done for us.
基督的救恩的美善在于他已经被我们完全的成就了。
All done for us.
一切都他已经为我们成就。
That we don't have to earn it.
我们不需要再去赚取我们的救恩。
We don't have to add to it.
我们在这样的救恩之上，我们没有任何可以加添的。
But we do have to respond to it.
但是我们需要我们的回应。
We do have to give thanks.
我们需要来感恩。
We have to give thanks to the Triune God for all His goodness.
感谢三一上帝给我们的一切的这样的美善和益处。
Especially for our salvation.
尤其是为是神给我们的救恩。
Let us make this our aim, our goal in all that we do, not just food, when we pray, everything that we do in 2026.
所以在新的一年也让这个成为我们的目标，在我们不管是我们吃什么做什么，我们一切的事都在神面前献上我们的感恩。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, we praise you and thank you for your precious word.
父神，我们为神你自己宝贵的话语来感谢你，赞美你。
That in this first Sunday of the year, that you are reminding us of something that is so precious and so good.
在这样新的一年的最开始的主日，你提醒我们神你所赐给我们是如此的宝贵，如此的美善。
That your goodness is so comprehensive in our life.
你的美善在我们的生命当中是如此的全备。
And most importantly, you have led us to understand the preciousness and the goodness of your salvation.
更重要的是，你让我们在神里面看到神你所赐给我们的救恩的美善与宝贵。
And therefore lead us to be thankful people of all of your goodnesses.
引领我们做一个感恩的子民，在神你自己给我们所赐的一切的恩赐当中。
Lead us to live and believe accordingly.
引领我们让我们的生命也能够与这样的恩相称。
All this we pray in Christ Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.